Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Have you ever been quietly sitting by a pond and noticed a large, colorful insect buzzing around? If you have, you just might have seen a dragonfly. Today, we will find out more about this beautiful insect. There are more than 2,500 different species of dragonflies that are found all over the world. Like all insects, the dragonfly has three body parts: the head, the abdomen, and the thorax. Insects generally have wings, and the dragonfly is no exception. In fact, that is one of the most notable parts of the dragonfly. An adult dragonfly can have wings that span over 8 inches. These wings are made of very thin skin. The transparent wing skin allows the many veins crisscrossing all over the wings to be seen. Each of the two pairs of wings move independently of each other. This allows dragonflies to fly forward or backward. They can also hover or change direction easily. The wings are quite strong, and some species of dragonflies can zip around at more than 30 miles per hour. Dragonflies spend most of their life around bodies of water. It could be a pond, lake, stream, or marsh. The typical lifespan of a dragonfly is about a year or two, depending on the species. The dragonfly spends its life in three different stages. The first stage is the egg. An adult female dragonfly lays thousands of eggs underwater, in muddy soil at the edge of the water, or on plants near the water. Depending on the species, it can take between 1 to 8 weeks for the eggs to hatch. The second stage is called a nymph. The nymphs emerge from their eggs and begin to swim around. Nymphs do not have wings, but they do have gills. The gills allow the nymph to breathe while in the water. They swim through the water and use their hinged lower lip to catch food. Nymphs eat other small insects, tadpoles, worms, and small fish. As the nymph grows, its exoskeleton becomes tight and cracks open. This is called molting. A dragonfly nymph will molt between 8 and 17 times. Each time the nymph molts, its body becomes a bit more developed. Finally, the nymph comes out of the water. It will molt one more time. When the nymph emerges from that last exoskeleton, a change has occurred. It can no longer breathe under the water. Instead, it gets the oxygen needed from the air. The newly emerged dragonfly is not ready to take off just yet. It must wait until the new exoskeleton dries and hardens. It must also wait for its new wings to inflate and dry. Once this happens, the adult dragonfly is ready to make its first flight. Adulthood is the final stage of development for the dragonfly. Some adults will only live for about 2 months. Adult dragonflies have strong jaws called mandibles. As the dragonfly darts through the air, it uses its powerful jaws to catch its prey. They are not picky about what they eat. Mosquitoes, gnats, beetles, moths, flies, and other dragonflies all make a tasty meal. In addition to its strong jaws, dragonflies rely on their excellent eyesight for hunting prey. Like other insects, the dragonfly has two compound eyes. Each eye has thousands of tiny lenses. This allows the dragonfly to see in all directions, even behind it. Several species of dragonflies migrate from Canada and the United States to Mexico and some Caribbean islands. Scientists have found that they can travel as much as 85 miles each day. Interestingly, if the weather is exceptionally windy, the dragonfly will take that day off and rest. While scientists know dragonflies migrate, they do not know why. So, next time you see a dragonfly darting through the air, you will know all the changes it went through to become that beautiful flying insect.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.